You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now it's time for our monthly update from Visionary UK, a membership organisation for different sight loss charities across the UK. I'm joined now by Fiona Sanford from Visionary and Owen Williams, who is the director of the Wales Council of the Blind, to learn about some of their exciting projects. Hi Fiona, so what's been happening in Visionary over the last month?
We are super busy just now, Amelia. We have all our normal forums ongoing. This week we've had our fundraising one, we've had one for trustees of local organisation. We're looking forward to a tech forum, to a regular forum for CEOs and leaders of organisations, and we've got a couple of new things at the minute which are based around well-being, and a session coming up about dealing with financial stress, because lots of our member organisations are telling us that their staff and the people who use services are struggling with the cost of living, which we were really pleased to be part of a Support Can't Wait campaign, which brought all the sector together in basically advocating for additional support for people with disabilities. So that was amazing to be part of that. We're also well underway now with our planning for our annual conference in Birmingham, and that's happening on the 27th and 28th of September this year. So save that date.
Amazing. Lots of really exciting things coming up.
Really pleased that I have our guest this time around is our very own chairperson, Owen Williams. Owen's the chairperson of Visionary, and I am immensely grateful to Wales Council of the Blind for allowing Owen the time to play the very active role that he plays in Visionary, in particular supporting me. But as mentioned, Owen's day job is the director of Wales Council of the Blind. And there's really exciting, interesting things happening in Wales that I think listeners will be really interested to hear about. So I'm going to hand over to Owen now.
Thank you, Fiona. So I'm Owen. I'm the director of Wales Council of the Blind. And just to give you a little bit of history of who we are. So Wales Council of the Blind are the umbrella agency that support people with sight loss, if you like, across Wales. We work closely with local, regional and national organisations who are our members. And we have a membership structure similar to Visionary and work very, very closely with Visionary. And we're very grateful for the support we also get from Visionary. And the nice thing is our members are able to benefit from all of the workshops, all of the sessions, all of the tutorials, you know, all of the groups that Fiona runs. And we don't duplicate any of that. And we're able to concentrate on some of the additional aspects of our work. And part of that is the work that we're doing with Low Vision Service Wales. So as an umbrella body, we don't provide any services. So we're not a direct service provider at all. So one of our main roles is to signpost people with sight loss and professionals to the broad range of services and support that's available, not just across the third sector, but across social care through our vision rehabilitation specialist, through education, across our QTVIs, so qualified teachers for the visually impaired, and habilitation officers, as well as other elements within health. So part of that role, we've developed a portal called Perspective, which has been around for many years, but it's mainly been used internally. But now we've enriched, if you like, the data, the information that's held within Perspective. And what we're working on is a project with Low Vision Service Wales. So our Low Vision Service practitioners, about 190 or so across Wales, that sit in opticians all across Wales in all of the regions, so you don't have to go far. We'll work with them to, if you like, offer Perspective as a tool that they will then use to be able to signpost people to more support, or better signpost people to support within the communities. So that could be a local club. It could be where their nearest macular group is, for example. We're also able then, through Perspective, to look at some of our regional partners, such as Sight Life, Sight Cymru, Vision Support and North Wales Society for the Blind, but also then to the national services that are available through the likes of RNIB yourselves. So it's a really good portal. And what we're trying to do is to try and get more people signposted to the third sector, as well as social care, as I said. So it's all about timely signposting to services. One of the other things we'll look within that project as well is to ensure that people are monitored. So we'd like to know, you know, how effective those referral pathways have been. One of the lead-ins for this exciting piece of work as well is that shortly Wales would become the first country where people can have a certificate of visual impairment if they have dry AMD. So it's only for patients with dry AMD currently, but they will be able to have a certificate of visual impairment carried out by the low vision practitioners on the high street. So that's really exciting news. And what that will also do is hopefully reduce some of the capacity concerns that's happening within ophthalmology, and it will give patients a choice. So patients still will be able to have a CVI completed within the hospital, but as we know, for many patients, and then all patients with dry AMD, there's nothing medically currently that can be done. So hopefully what we'll see is patients with dry AMD certified, thus given a certificate of vision impairment, faster, much more timely manner, which will give them access to the broad range of services, as I've said, within the third sector. So that can include things like digital technology skills, emotional support, peer support, and lots of services that the third sector offer, but hopefully also faster access to the vision rehabilitation services as well.
That's so exciting. You're helping people connect to services much more quickly and also making things much more efficient for people in Wales when they come forward that first time. They'll have all of that support ready to connect to.
Yes, exactly. And one of our strengths as an umbrella body, as I said, because we don't provide services, we are easily able to list all of the services that are available across Wales. And we're working with partners to make sure that their information is up to date. You know, we fully expect this to be an ongoing process that will continue for many, many years. So I think it is a really exciting opportunity for us to really highlight the broad work and the fantastic work that's being done by our third sector members all across Wales. And as I said, try and get people faster access to services, particularly within social care with our wonderful vision rehabilitation specialists.
And where can people find out more about Perspective and more about the Wales Council of the Blind?
So people can get in touch with Wales Council for the Blind by visiting our website, which is www.wcb-ccd.org.uk, and there's a link there to Perspective on our website. Or alternatively, you can contact us by telephoning 02920 473 954, and we'd love to hear from anyone in Wales and also organisations, professionals who are supporting people with sight loss. If your information isn't on Perspective, please get hold of us and we can ensure that it's put on there so that low vision practitioners are able to signpost people to you. I think one of the big pluses for us, hopefully moving forward with Perspective and the low vision service as well, is that we'll hopefully start to see an increase in membership for some of our smaller volunteer-led local societies. And there are a number of those across Wales. And, you know, we'd like to see people referred to those smaller societies so that that membership and the important peer support work that they do is increased.
And where can people find out about Visionary and the work that you do?
People can find out lots more about Visionary and everything that we do, including details on all the sessions, some information on the early bird rates for the conference at www.visionary.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much to Owen Williams, the Director of Wales Council of the Blind, and Fiona Sanford from Visionary for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you, Amelia.